Now, the fate of this year's Electric Picnic is still in the balance. But I can tell you for definite that the Clonmel Busking Festival is happening this weekend. And we're going down to the streets of Clonmel to say hello to Simon Malloy. How are you doing, Simon?
How are we doing, Ray? Thanks for having us on.
Well, we said we wouldn't normally talk to somebody like you, but we said there's a bang of normality about a busking festival back on after all this hardship we've been through. So it must feel great, does it?
Well, I tell you now, there's definitely a buzz in the air here.
Yeah.
People are out dining in the restaurants here, and there's music all over the streets. So, you know, it's fantastic.
How long is the festival going?
This will be the 11th year of the festival.
And it was off. It wasn't on last year.
No, we done a video last year. John Spillane, we are kind of our mascot. We call him the King of the Buskers. And what he did is he came down and he wrote a song about the actual busking festival. So we said we got Miles O'Reilly to come on last year, film it, and we just released a video now on it of the song.
Now
we're getting absolute huge hits on it.
You're still not back to former glory because it was usually a 4-day event. It's down to a 3-day event. How many people would you normally have? How many buskers would you normally have?
We'd have a couple of hundreds. The streets would be full of it. We'd normally have a busking competition.
Yeah.
And it'd come from all nearly every county in the country. And what we do is they perform for the judges and we shortlist. But when in between that, till they get the word and they make the finals, they just go around every part of Clonmel and just start busking. Like the atmosphere will be just electric.
Yeah. Great. Well, it's not back to its glory, as I say, but it's something, and it's music, and it's live, and it's out there, which is great.
It's live, and it's the kind of confidence you're bringing, kind of people, a bit of confidence coming back in the air.
We're
inundated with texts and messages asking, you know, because I know in January of this year, you know, I said there wasn't a hope we were going to do this, and as the months went by and things got better, and then you're just inundated with requests from young musicians, and it's just kind of, it's like a sign of hope for people, I think.
Yeah. And one of them is beside you there, Chloe Sweeney. So if you can put us on to Chloe,
yes.
It'd be great. Thanks, Simon, for the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Right. So one of the buskers performing at this weekend's Clonmel Busking Festival is Chloe Sweeney. Hello, Chloe.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
How are you? Good. I'm good.
I'm good now.
Good to talk to you.
Keeping well.
Whereabouts in the country are you from?
So I'm originally from Cliseelan, but I'm living out in Care, County Tipperary.
Right, so you've travelled like a long way to be there.
I have. Well, I do be travelling.
You do be travelling.
Yeah.
Tell us your story.
Before all the lockdown.
Yeah, tell us your story with music. Where did it start?
I suppose Clonmel was the closest town to Cliseelan, you see.
Yeah.
Cliseelan is just out the road. And Clonmel has always had this real strong, vibrant atmosphere towards arts and music. And when I was growing up, everybody that I was friends with were all musicians. So it was kind of one of those things that you see it and you just really want to be part of it. So I eventually got a guitar and I just kind of started trying.
started singing. Now, you've had a tough old time of it during lockdown.
I have actually, yeah.
You got the COVID, as they say, down the country.
I did. That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much it hit me in February. My partner is an electrician and there was a big outbreak in a hospital that they were working on.
Mm.
And it just kind of, it hit a couple of them. But a lot of the people didn't actually get sick. And then I ended up in hospital and it just turned into pneumonia and the pneumonia went into an infection in my heart.
My word.
And I ended up hospitalized and I'm on medication now for pretty much the foreseeable future. They said that it hopefully won't be lifelong, but they didn't give me much hope at the time with a diagnosis because they really couldn't. Ray, they don't know themselves, you know.
Okay.
It's a very difficult situation for the doctors as well.
Well, it's new to everybody. It's new to everybody,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Have they mentioned long COVID to you? No, yeah.
Nobody has mentioned it, but the doctor has kind of said, look, this is kind of what happens with COVID. This is what's been seen around the country.
Right.
There's a lot of people, especially young people, who are very fit and active. I was doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu before the lockdown.
You were doing which?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
It's a martial art. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And you can't do that now.
So, no.
And how's the singing? How's the singing, though?
There's a lot that you can't do anymore.
Can you sing?
I can give it a go.
Will you sing? Right, okay. I tell you what we do. This is low tech now, but I love it. I love it for that. Simon's going to take the phone from Chloe. He's going to hold it in front of her. Chloe's going to get her guitar. You see the way it's going here? Yes, she's going to play her guitar and sing.
Yeah.
And this will sound like something coming from the Clonmel Busking Festival, because it is coming from the Clonmel Busking Festival. When you're ready.
Yeah, I'll be floating around anyway. So this is kind of a gist of amateur musicians like myself will be out in the streets.
Right.
And then you'll have all your big name bands and all the professionals then in venues. And okay.
Well, I want to hear you, Chloe Sweeney. Give the phone to Simon Malloy there, will you, please?
Okay, here you go.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, from the streets of Clonmel, it's Chloe Sweeney.
And with your feet in the air, my head on the ground, the child is tripping and screaming, yeah. And your head will collapse, but there's nothing in it. And you ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
There you go, Chloe Sweeney. Thank you, Chloe. Chloe there from the streets of Clonmel. Thank you. Simon Malloy, I just want to have a final word with you. That was Chloe Sweeney there. The Clonmel Busking Festival. You say that the king of the festival is who?
John Spillane. He's here at the moment just doing a workshop with a load of young future singer-songwriters.
Right, we'll play out with him. Good luck with the festival, Simon. Thanks,
Thank
Chloe.
You
See you.
Much.
Mind yourself.
Okay,
bye, bye, bye,
right.
bye, 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 bye.
Shade of a heaven, Boleyn, for Bear Grachtu Ving, even the Hohevra, Ishel of Merloch, Studeel to Leshna Gola, Shade of a Hawile, Shade of a Hawile, Shade of a Hawile, and Nisher Hachton Torig. Tá grán uéle tríol har sáile ógal é garam hale mór gard gaeil ít hén í gaeil na spánig is cúris í rúig ar gála ó ró séd a vach uáile bárlum tún a kéad bó vanne ó ró séd a vach uáile an nís ar hachtan tórig A wheeler deal, no vat my yark, and more than mean bio and a yagach shachtan, grown whale is meal a gashkiach, a fogart fawn er gola. O roche de vaho walle, O roche de vaho walle, O roche de vaho walle, an isher hachtan taurig, O roche de vaho walle, barlum tuna kid bovanya, O roche de vaho walle, an isher hachtan taurig.
Come on, John Spillane, Sinead. That's it from us for the week. Thanks to everybody who worked on the programme. Cormac O'Hara is on the way with Drive Time, and we will talk to you on Monday at 3 o'clock. Enjoy your weekend.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.